Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. We are going to have something special because Noel Rosen, our reporter out of Phoenix, is at the Comic-Con convention in Phoenix, and he has sent us some wonderful pictures, and he's going to talk to us about that today. Noel, are you there?
I am here, Ruth. Hi, America.
Wow. So tell us what is happening there. I saw that cute picture that you sent.
I wasn't trying to be cute there, Ruth. which one were you referring to? Was it the Star Wars versus Tea Party thing? Which one was it? Yeah.
It seemed like there was something for every generation or something.
But I got to tell you, I am here on the convention floor, actually, just outside some of the panel areas here where they're doing some panels, and actually going to be sitting in on a panel, actually. Yesterday I ran into the people from Hell's Kitty that has it's pretty much a webcast. It's a internet TV series about a cat that people think is possessed. And of course the production crew actually from Hell's Kitty actually tries to promote Animal Rescue. So I was sitting in on the 3 o'clock panel to talk about Safe Haven, because as you know, I am their public information officer.
Yes.
For that rescue. So, I went from being a spectator and member of the media to actually being a part of the convention unexpectedly.
Wow, that is really awesome. My God, so what is that entailing? I mean, does that mean that you're going to, what are you going to do? I mean, I know you're going to be reporting and stuff, but now you're going to be on the panel, right?
I actually am going to be sharing the panel, from what I have heard, with another animal rescue group here that's also here in Phoenix. And, so I get a chance to talk a little bit about the rescue and what we do. And but I've also dressed up. We did get the, I don't know if you've seen the photograph on the Breaking News Journal Facebook page. I was in my full costume, so you'll get a chance to see Calico. And I've had quite a number of people actually take my picture, actually.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
The superstar, Noel.
Yeah. In fact, one of the encounters that I had was yesterday, as I was walking up to the Star Wars portion of the exhibit hall, the Star Wars people thought that the cat that I had in the carrier was actually real. And then they found out that the cat was not real, and I guess people went, is that cat real, to a little bit of subtle disappointment that it wasn't a real cat. So, but I wouldn't put a real cat through that, so...
it's best that you not, because animal lovers that are even there would be upset about it.
One of the great things about Phoenix Comic Con is you meet a lot of different people. Last night I was in one of the popular things that they do called the Zombie Walk. Zombie Walk.
Yes.
If the people that are supposed to defend us against the zombies, I guess they must get their training from the Department of Homeland Security, because they obviously didn't fire on any of the zombies. So,
darn it.
And my character, you know, if my character actually, Calico is becoming somewhat of a hit at the convention. You know, people see him all dressed up, but they want to, they take a look at the cat. Today, had a chance to meet Amanda Tapping from Stargate SG-1, who also thought that the cat that I had in the carrier as I was walking up to her was real as well. So if you can fool a famous actress, then, you know, maybe I have a shot. Maybe I should be on this Occupy versus Tea Party thing.
Oh, God. I know. Well, hey, you know, you were told that you would be able to, as soon as we get into New York or get ready to be funded, I guess he's going to send for you because he said he would love for you to do that. So that's
is he
going to
have the Paul Revere costume ready and everything?
Yes. Oh, my God. Do you have a Paul Revere costume? And what is Paul Revere doing? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Ruth.
No, I was going to say, the costume from the guy who was standing next to you guys in the photo at Comic-Con, you can take his outfit.
Well, you know what? I think if I'm going to be Paul Revere, I might have to have, a costume that actually fits me, Ruth. I've never been to New York, so do they allow horses on the city streets if I can fly through the city streets saying the British are coming?
They might arrest you. No, they do have horses. They have police on horse. They have more police on horse than almost any other city, I think.
Well, I'm free to drink sodas there, right? You know, the large, large
but they can't
sodas
be,
again?
They can't be,
yeah.
No. I mean, people are doing it anyway. But, I mean, it's like he's so stupid as a mayor to come up with a dumb law like that, because it's like people, if they want to, they'll get two drinks or three drinks. Then he's not going to stop any show. I don't know what the heck he's trying to do.
But, yeah, Phoenix Comic Con is like a very big sight to behold. We actually have got an interview lined up that'll probably air on Cat Galaxy at a later date. Once we've secured it, is with author Terry Brooke. And,
wow. When?
So, it helps to know somebody. I had a friend that actually knew Terry Brooks and put me in touch with him. So, able to get that. And we are trying to get an interview with the Hell's Kitty people.
Considering that I'm going to be
sitting in on a panel with them. I think that might be my only time to really ask questions, Ruth.
I think you should. I mean, that's going to be the perfect time. You're absolutely right to be able to ask the questions that you need to. And that's going to be very interesting. You're going to meet a lot of different people. I think this is going to be big for you too.
Well, no, I haven't disclosed that I know Ruth White yet to any of the people at the convention.
Oh, whatever.
I keep that a little tucked in secret, but, they actually, the Hell's Kitty people actually have gotten people on one of their web episodes, Lee Merriweather, who plays Catwoman.
Yes, I do.
Catwoman
yes.
on
yes.
Batman. So she actually has a role in the Hell's Kitty series.
Oh, that's good.
It's really, really a fantastic, fantastic convention. I've actually spent a lot of times walking the convention hall. I've got my assistant, Jim Jones, here, who is also helping take pictures for Cat Galaxy and Breaking News Journal. So he's taking a bulk of the photos. Yeah, I will say that to him, Rick. The bulk of the photos that I think people are going to see are from him. I've had a chance to actually, enjoy the convention, and it's really been a great, great, it's been a great time here so far. And it runs through tomorrow at the Phoenix Convention Center.
So now, are people still registering? Are people still coming in? I mean, for the first
people
day, because today is Saturday.
In. Yeah, people are still coming in. I actually got here around 9 o'clock this morning and was actually able to get a parking spot. A lot of people, well, I usually try to come as early as possible to get the best possible parking spot. But the media's been here and they've been taking their pictures. I don't think it made the news, but, you know, one of the news stations was here, but I was in the zombie walk, and a lot of people took my picture, and you know, they saw the cat, a character that saves cat, and there's always a possibility. You know, I've connected with a possible lead to actually have Calico developed into a comic book. Ran into one of the artists, and I told them that, you know, we want to have a comic that we can hand out at the animal adoption event. He actually has the foundation for it. And the connection in doing so, because I guess he does comic art, and so there's an interest there. So that's what Comic-Con is all about. It's not just about, it's about having fun, but you also meet people.
So tell me something. Are most of these people, obviously they probably are, but some of these people, are they staying like in the hotels? And have you heard them talking about what their reactions are, what the people's reactions are to them being in costume? Although being in costume here is really no big deal since everybody seems to wear one.
Well, quite a number of people actually come in costume, and I think it just it depends on a person's particular taste. You know, I've had people that were, before I got into Amanda Tapping to actually see her, one of the Comic-Con people actually stopped me to take my picture because he saw the outfit. What I'm wearing is original. Originality still says something. I mean, a lot of people can dress up as Iron Man and all of that stuff, but
you probably
really
see a lot of that too, huh?
I'm seeing a lot of Iron Mans. There are clones here. I'm seeing a lot of characters from anime, which is Japanese animation. I'm seeing a lot from movie. I'm seeing, you know, some of the steampunk people. I'm seeing the Star Wars people, Star Trek people. You name it, it's here.
I was just going to ask you, is there anybody from that, what do you call it, 51? Aerial 51?
Area
51,
so
whatever you call it.
You know what?
Aliens.
If they're here, you're not seeing it. You know, you get the Star Trek people, you get Babylon 5 has become the big thing here because I guess they're having a reunion here. So, Michelle Nichols was here and Walter Koenig was here from Star Trek. And, there have been long lines, I think. Dean Cain's here. Jewel State from Stargate Atlantis actually was a last-minute entry, and she's here. So there are quite a number of famous faces that are here. But I think the biggest celebrities of all are just the people that have come. They dressed in costume. They're getting in the spirit of Comic-Con, and they're having fun, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is. I mean that says a lot. But it seems like that they are very calm. That it seems like they're, because I don't hear anybody in the background, and that means that they're probably either in seminars or something.
Well, I stepped into an area that wasn't as noisy. It's very hard to hear down in the convention hall. So to try to hear anything, there are times that I don't even hear my phone ring. So Jim tries to contact me. He's in one location. I'm in another. I can't hear it. So
that's something that's going to have to change because it seems like with all the technology and everything, everybody calling everybody in one location, it seems like it's hard for anybody to even hear anything. You know,
I'm not sure I really want to be found. but you know, people are finding me because when I am in costume and I've got the full costume on, You know, people are taking pictures, and there are a lot of people that actually stop, and they're more curious about the cat in the carrier than anything else. So,
and they wanted it to be real.
They have, yeah, a lot of people have been fooled by that cat. They thought it was real. In fact, one of my neighbors, as I was preparing to leave for the convention, had to do a double take and asked me if I had a real cat in the carrier. So, yeah, I think the cat is getting more comments than anything else in regards to that costume.
But it's luring all the people to ask you all the questions, so that's been a great help more than.
Well, yeah, but I think that what we need to do next year, Ruth, is we need to have a breaking news journal booth here,
yes,
and do reporting, and maybe actually what we should do is maybe a theme, and I think maybe do it like a Touched by an Angel theme. We may be able to get you to do tests. You know, maybe we can get you to dress up as Tess. And I'll be the Angel of Death. I'll dress up as Andrew. And we'll have to find a Monica. Well, I would imagine Touched by an Angel might get some people that, you know, have remembered the show. So,
there's no doubt about it. And I think that that's probably one of the closest programs to... Not animation, but, I mean, you understand. I mean, the spiritual world and stuff like that, that would probably be closest to it. I mean, being in the outer world, outer limits, and Star Trek type of thing, but more of in a spiritual realm, I think that would probably work. I hadn't even thought about that, but that would probably work. So you're talking about next. May of 2014.
It would be next May, and I haven't gotten any information yet on exhibitor information, but you know, maybe that's what we need to do, Ruth. We need to have
and you would get that information. I don't even doubt you. They don't understand you. You will find any information that needs to be found.
Well, Well, that information is very easy to come by. If you go to www.phoenixcomiccon.com, you'll get all the information about the convention. But you'll also, you know, tomorrow is the last day for the event.
What's expected for tomorrow?
Pardon me?
What's expected for tomorrow?
What's the schedule for tomorrow?
What are they doing tomorrow?
I think there's going to be more panels. You know, I don't have the schedule sitting in front of me, but I'd imagine there's going to be more panels on, you know, the comic book creation, the animation creation. They have had stuff for kids here. It's a real family oriented event, and it's large. And I think that, you know, I think the best part about it, about Comic-Con, is that there are no you can leave the political outside.
Yes.
And just bring your fun inside. There's no liberal, there's no conservative. It's just people having fun.
Yes. Yes. See, and then that's really good. So tomorrow you probably would. Do they do this regularly? I'm trying to say what I'm getting ready to ask you is, do they have schedules for the next year at the last day of their convention?
No, usually a lot of times by the end of the convention, I would imagine they're trying to plan for next year. Anybody that ever does a large event, I've done large I'm doing a large animal adoption event every year, and a lot of times the planning stages start the year before, but the first couple weeks are usually we're going over what worked this year and what didn't work and improving. And
yeah.
I think every year, Phoenix Comic-Con has gotten larger. So it's obviously a testament. It gets a lot of media attention. And, of course, it's a great way to spend Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, because everybody's going to be leaving tomorrow, and they at least have another day to get themselves together before they go back to work and stuff. So let me ask you a question. Of all the things that has happened at the convention over this weekend, what has impressed you the most?
Wow, there's just been so much that, you know, that has impressed me. But I think the I think what's impressed me the most is I'm running into many people that love animals. There seems to be a lot of the people that I've run into are cat people. And some are dog people. I've met some, you know, some people I remember from TV or movies here, and we've actually talked about cats. Do you remember the Jeffersons?
Yes.
Ruth? Okay,
yes.
Remember the guy that played Hugo on the Jeffersons? You know, the bodyguard, the big,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
guy.
Yes.
I forget his name. You would probably know his name.
Yeah, the comical life features.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually has a cat. So yesterday,
okay,
while I was down there, he was signing autographs. And while he was at his table, we were talking cats. So
wow.
He was telling me about his cats, and I was talking about my cats. One of the actresses that was in one of the Critter movies, she was down there supporting her daughter. And she was talking about that she has one cat, a couple of dogs, and the rest of the animals in her zoo. I guess it's birds. So you run
really
into different animal people. Yeah, I have run into a lot of cat people. People that just, I think that's what impresses me the most, is that I run into people that are in rescue. Jim actually,
mm-hmm,
Jim, who's helping me out here, taking photos and getting them,
mm-hmm,
to Pat Galaxy and Breaking News Journal, he's in rescue, actually.
Wow.
So I think that's what impressed me about this convention the most, is that I'm running into animal rescue people. And I haven't run into any of my family members yet. I was actually told that I might run into a couple of my family members here. One of my cousin is a volunteer for Comic-Con, and I haven't run into her yet.
Okay.
But I've really
that
been trying.
That is really
to,
fun.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to pre-plan for next year, because have you heard it? What is the latest on Breaking News Journal, Ruth?
You mean the latest information?
Yeah, what is the latest information?
What's been
on
posted? The latest thing that's been posted of any real news is the information about the British man who was butchered,
mm-hmm,
in Britain. And then we posted some information about Tommy James and the Shondells, the Crystal Blue Persuasion, so people know what their kids should not be involved in. And go ahead.
What are we going to do? I mean, have you heard anything regarding any of the TV episodes, internet TV or webcasting that we're going to do?
The stuff that we're going to be doing?
Have you heard about it? Yeah. Heard anything?
Yeah, well, I'm working on sending some – I actually put in an urgent call before the weekend is over, so that we can talk to the decision makers, so that we can go into production on the things that we need to go into production on, because I want to get those cat shows up.
Well, you know, I think that for your audience, Ruth, why don't you tell them about what Breaking News Journal is going to be doing?
Well, Breaking News Journal is going to – we're going to launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel and feature films department. We have 4 films in development, another 4 to get into development. We have shows that we're going to be producing that are in development, that we're producing, that will be anything from fashion to cooking to drama to day drama to evening drama, anything that's clean TV to get kids and people off of MTV, VH1, and get them into a channel where they're going to be excited and they're going to be intrigued, yet it's going to be clean television, whether it's animals, animal programming, that we'll have to tools for preschoolers, to education for all levels, to investigative reporting, we're going to be doing, you know, we have definitely will be in, having the breaking news, because we're going to be hiring the one of the biggest reporters here in Vegas, and he's going to come on as our National News Bureau chief, and he does investigative reporting already, and so that's going to be good for you and all the things that you're doing and everybody's doing, so that we can, you know, everybody can meet each other and stuff like that. But then we're going to be doing the reality programs, and we're going to alter, we're going to counter, we're going to make it a point to counter the reality programs that are sleazy and stuff, and make and counter them with the same type of topics, but clean and the right way to deal with it. So we're going to be doing some real exciting stuff in Breaking News Journal. And so all we're waiting for is our financiers to come through, and we should be in production any time now. That's what we're waiting for.
Okay, so pretty much it's just once they sign the dotted line, basically.
Mm-hmm. We're that close.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for what Breaking News Journal. I mean, you deserve to take a bow there. You've done a lot of hard work.
it is
hard.
You
know,
but I love
you know,
it.
You've
I
got,
love it because
you've got. Go ahead. You've got some really, really great people that have really come on board, like Barbara Espinoza being involved.
Yes.
And you know, I think that you're going to get more in it. And I've talked a lot about Breaking News Journal, and there's a little bit of buzz for BNJ and what we're doing.
Okay.
And
I think
what we ought to do, from what I've seen here, there have been you know, people that have developed their own web TV shows. Own sci-fi type stuff, and I'm just wondering, is that going to ever happen on Breaking News Journal? Are we going to have some kind of sci-fi show?
Yeah, we're going to have sci-fi as long as it's clean, and we're going to have sci-fi. But people's interests vary, and we want to make sure that we hit every genre, because somebody might be bored with the news, someone may be bored with the drama things that we're talking about, they might just want to see something sci-fi. You know, and if they want to see something sci-fi, we need to have that available for them. So I'm not locked into just a certain genre of programming. That would not be good for what we want to do. We're more diverse than that.
Yeah, and maybe we can. Maybe we should. I'll ask the Hell's Kitty people if they want to air their web TV show on our.
Sure. I mean, and as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, and that's another thing, is that when we are ready to go into production and stuff, we may have you get in contact with the people who developed the convention in Phoenix and do just a live thing where we're, you know, having the interview and having the, like you said, having the booth set up and being able to interview and be live streamed so it can be seen on Breaking News Journal TV and the live stream, as well as on the TV channel. I mean, there's so many opportunities that we can have, because we have so many things open to us, and that's what we're going to use it for. Those are the kind of things we're going to use it for. So, I mean, there's something that we want something that's different for everybody. There's something in what we do for everyone, and that's what we want to gear our TV channel toward. You agree with that?
Yeah, and I have an idea for a new news show, too, for Breaking News Journal, where three people actually sit on a panel-type show and talk about the issues, and maybe we can do that at Comic-Con next year.
Oh, that would be good, too. Yeah, let's look.
But
go
it's not
going to
be
that.
Complete without you, Ruth. It's not. I don't want to do the show without you, Ruth.
Oh, God darn it. You got to make sure that I get there. I guess I have to find a test uniform somewhere, won't I?
Well, you know what? I think that it was really funny. One of the comments I got from the Comic-Con people earlier today was they were impressed with the fact that a member of the media would dress up. He says, you know, it's great to see that the media is spicing up their reporting of the convention, because it is all about having fun. And, I guess I am a nerd at heart, so I'm naturally, I just kind of embraced it. Well, you know, because everybody what would seem abnormal out in the real world. Here, you're normal. And,
yes,
you know, that's kind of what is so cool about Comic-Con. It really is one of those places where there really are no boundaries. The only limit that you really have when you're actually doing this kind of stuff is by your own imagination. And
mm-hmm.
I see some people that are very imaginative. I saw a guy that called himself Zebra Man. He had a zebra head, and he came up to me, and he was in black and white and everything, and he had a hoarse, you know, type, real coarse voice that he was talking when he was actually talking to me. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's the creativity that I see in some of the costumes here is just, it's just wonderful. Yeah, obviously there's the typical popular stuff like Star Wars and Star Trek and you know, and the like.
I was going to say, I have an idea. And maybe tell me what you think about it. Does all the celebrities and stuff that you come across and everything, you might want to make sure you get information on them, because if they're going to come to next year's and we're planning on being there with the booth and doing live streaming and stuff like that, they may be interested, and you might want to say, "I want to do a lineup of people that we're planning on interviewing for this," so that we can have that information available, so that we can contact them and let them know we're going to be there. I mean, you know, 6 months, 8, 9 months down the road, and
yeah.
Say, you know, we're going to be there. That will give a head start as to what we're going to do, and then they'll be looking for a Breaking News Journal.
You have a connection to Hollywood a little bit there, right, Ruth?
Yes.
So yeah, I think that when it comes from you rather than me, it's probably
I'm talking about the ones that you're seeing down there now. I'm not talking about the others. I can work on the others.
You know what? I have not heard anything as to who is going to be back, and I think that's what the thing is about Comic-Con, is that it is a constantly changing schedule. So I think probably the best thing to do is when we can find out who is going to be here next year to approach them. I mean, I for one would have loved to have talked to Nichelle Nichols, but didn't get that. That opportunity did not present itself, Walter Koenig. But that's not to say that there are so many other interesting stories that we do find here on the convention floor. Obviously, running into Hell's Kitty, the production people, was a great, great thing, because they were one of the ones on our list that we wanted to talk to. And Terry Brooks was originally an alternate, but it helps to know somebody there. And Terry Brooks was very approachable and very just generally a nice guy. And
mm-hmm.
so I you run into a lot of these people, a lot of these stars are nice people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that
it would just explode. I think it would just explode if people knew that Ruth White was here doing interviews.
Oh,
I think
whatever.
You'd have a line of people coming up to talk to you, Ruth. But we reach out to all conservatives out there and say, Ruth is going to be here.
Oh, gee, you are so funny. I know a lot of people.
You're worthy. You're worthy, Ruth. You're very, you know, you're really.
Worthy to
you know,
be
I'm
at a sci-fi convention.
Well, you have an alternate. You can actually come to our animal adoption event in November, on November 16th, which is Tales of the Season, and come and be a part of that.
Oh, God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Noah would do anything to make sure that I get into Phoenix. He wants me to be.
Well, you know what, Ruth? I think that you have fans here. You do have. I'm sure you have fans here, Ruth, and I'm sure that people will come to see you.
Oh, God, you're wild. You're wild. Well, our time is over, and I really am glad that you called in to tell us what's going on on the floor of the Comic-Con Convention Center. Look, no, you and what's this, your camera person's name? Tell I'm kidding.
Jim Jones.
Tell him thank you.
He's doing a great job. And PhoenixComicCon.com is at the Phoenix Convention Center. It goes through tomorrow. So come on down and just have fun.
Thank you so much, Noel. You have a great time the rest of the day and tomorrow at the Comic-Con Convention.
All right. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, and hope you have a great rest of the weekend.
I will. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful again, 'cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.